702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
Let's bring in Mark Hurst, now Tai Chi Master at YMA Santon. Very good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Diane. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Tai Chi. Why should we be doing it?
Well, there's various reasons to practice or study Tai Chi. Mainly in the West, it's for health, but you can study it for martial arts and having a better understanding of your mind. And basically learning deeper mindfulness, understanding of your mind and so on. So, yeah, so we mainly focus on four pillars of deeper understanding, and it's essentially your mind and body and spirit. And the fourth aspect, which is quite unique, is understanding or cultivating your life force energy. So
how does that work?
Yeah, so that's quite interesting. so if you have a stressful mind, it affects your breathing, okay? And if your breathing is affected, it affects your stress hormone released in the body, like your adrenals. so continuously experiencing stress, while it's good for you as a human being to need adrenal hormone, but continuously experiencing a stress state of body or hormone in your body ultimately results in adrenal fatigue. And yeah, so essentially we do repetitive movements and refine the movements to achieve a better balanced body, mm-hmm. which results in a better stable and balanced mind. So imagine if you stand on the edge of a cliff and you lean forward, so you become unbalanced. Yeah. You automatically would kick into a stress response, okay? So practicing centering in your body and balancing your body will result in a calmer state of mind, which in turn will release feel-good hormone.
But maybe not if you're standing on a high cliff. But
yeah, but if most of us, as you grow older, you start losing your sense of balance. So, or they say emotional issues also create an unstable mind. Mm. So this unstable mind, your body's physical response gives off stress hormone. And this perpetual stress hormone in your body creates health issues. And it just snowballs and gets worse and worse until you get completely fatigued. So often you hear you guys talking about adrenal fatigue.
And how would you compare this to, you know, the kind of high repetition, intense kind of exercise, which I used to be really into? And after that, you also feel that any stress has been released from your body. I mean, does it have the same impact at the end, just a different way of getting there?
Yes. Normally when you're young, you've got a lot of energy. The Chinese believe, or the practitioners of Chinese Tai Chi believe, that we're born with a finite amount of energy. So when you're young, you've got a lot of it. You've got a lot of fuel in your tank, or chi energy or life force energy, okay? So then it's good to practice extreme physical sports. But as you grow older, your little petrol tank gets depleted. Mm-hmm. So this is a different method or strategy that we practice to unlock your life force energy or fill that little tank, okay? So there's by practicing various methods of stilling the mind, bettering the way that you breathe. So there's various strategies of breathing, and and also carrying.
And that's called Qigong, isn't it? The breath work side of things.
Yeah, so Qigong is not separate, or Qigong is not separate from Tai Chi. It's practiced as a as a focused part, a separate part sometimes, to better your development or your cultivation of your life force energy or your chi energy or your bioelectricity in your body. So if you enhance your bioelectricity, you get better health, more vitality. But they intrinsically work together, your body, mind, and your breathing. So if you're hyperventilating because you're stressed all day, or like me, I'm talking on the phone now.
I can hear a little stress there.
Yeah, so it's becoming awareness of that stressful state, okay, because it's unique to me, and I don't talk to lots of people every day.
You do well.
And to millions of listeners. So it's time to become aware of your state of being, how your state of being is influencing your breathing, and your breathing in turn affects various things in your body. Your hormonal releases in your body actually affects your posture, the way that you sleep at night, the quality of your sleep. So it's extremely vast. But essentially, just the basic essentials is quality of mind, and what does that mean? Quality of breathing, what does that mean? And quality of posture. So if you...
That's important, isn't it? I mean, so many people are sitting hunched over in front of the computer. Not even in front of the computer. So many people are hunched over.
Sitting in the cars all day for long distances. We spend time on our iPads, on our iPhones. These devices are literally attached to our bodies. And it pulls your body into a hunched over posture. Look at the children that we have today. Look how many of them are developing extremely bad posture. So the health, the knock-on effects to their health is going to be tremendous one day, because they're all hunching over. And this hunching over process or posture traps the flow of energy in your body. So it restricts it and polarizes energy in your body, which ultimately results in illness or disease. So just...
Okay, so tell us, how does this differ to what we see in the movies? I was talking a little bit early on before we got you online about how when you go to places like Hong Kong, you'll see hundreds of people standing outside doing their Tai Chi. That's not really what you see in the movies, though, is it?
In China, that's obviously a cultural thing. Hundreds of people practicing. So the art can be practiced by the layman or everybody, but there's also the other side of it. People go very deep into it, and there's various aspects of it that open up to that practitioner. So you can generally do a maintenance, if I can call it maintenance, of doing these movements in the park for an hour every day or half an hour every day. You can actually practice it while you're traveling in your car. You can certain breathing methods. You can sit in a particular posture. And practicing body and breath affects your state of mind when you're driving in your car. So what I found is, through the years of practicing Tai Chi, I tend to not fight when I get to the robots anymore. And all of those type of things. It's a slow change that occurs, because you go into your body, then you're going into your breathing, and then you're going into your mind. And gradually they all start working together to superimpose, to create a better being or human state.
You know, so, I haven't done much of Tai Chi, but the few times I've done it, it's a bit like yoga. Afterwards you feel calm. It is quite incredible, isn't it? You do feel that something has shifted in you, and that you are ready for the day, and that you feel strong. You don't feel tired, but you feel able. I mean, I know a lot of people do things mainly for weight loss. That's definitely on their hit list. Does this help with that?
Yeah, it's just like you said, it makes you feel more able. And practicing, it's a slow process, like polishing a stone. But gradually you become more and more able, more and more centered, more and more calm, because while you're doing the practice of Tai Chi, you learn to release in your joints, in your the fascia in your body. You go internally, your mind and everything. You could start feeling who you are. You have to do that to achieve a deep state of calmness. So the deep state of calmness release feel-good hormone, create a centered mind or a less agitated mind. So you develop a wisdom mind versus a monkey mind, or it's like a mind of a five-year-old that throws tantrums every time he can't get a chocolate and rule it from his parents, you know. So it's about becoming more, developing the wisdom of your grandfather, that aspect in yourself. So it's about moving with awareness, continuously moving awareness about yourself rather than being concerned about the external world, what's happening out there. I mean, there's lots of stress going on in the political fields today, especially about tomorrow and all of that. So it's about you, you know, and going internally. And but there are strategies in the practice of Tai Chi that enhances and betters and refines yourself.
I mean, what I love about Tai Chi is that anyone can start. Excuse me, it doesn't matter how fit or unfit you are, what your age is, you can do it at your own pace. There's nothing jarring about it. How long does it take to learn Tai Chi, or is it one of those that you never stop learning?
Well, it's not something that, you know, with anything, you stop training running, your fitness immediately starts going down. It's similar to like anything. You have to keep on practicing, but you can practice at home. You don't have to necessarily do the physical movements of Tai Chi. There's a lot of mental practices that you can do to still practice Tai Chi. Because Tai Chi is not necessarily just purely the movements that you see the people doing in the park. There are, what I'm trying to allude to, there are various deep methods of practice, of mindfulness and awareness. And these all come together through the movements that we do. The movements definitely enhance it. But, you know, like I said, when you're driving in the car, you can practice. So
tell me about the yin and the yang, and why the emphasis on it in Tai Chi.
So please repeat.
Tell me about yin and yang and the emphasis on it when it comes to Tai Chi.
Okay, so Tai Chi, to sort of start at the beginning, Tai Chi means the philosophy of understanding yin and yang, okay? So the obvious thing is when we talk about yin and yang is yin is night, day is yang or yang, okay? Female energy is yin, male energy is yang. But it's actually about finding the yin and yang and understanding where that sits in your body. So if there's a polarized force, which is actually that defining of between yin and yang, you want to balance it. So it's about balancing those forces, lightness and heaviness, stress and calmness. So Tai Chi, you don't want to be polarized. Too much yang is not good. Too much yin is not good. You always want to harmonize it into your center. So it's becoming the observer of yourself, of the observer of yin and yang polarities in your body, and how do you neutralize that? And if you neutralize it, you return to your center, and you keep completely in charge of yourself. But if you polarize, it normally takes it out of your body, and that's where the stress develops from, because you've got the opposing forces of yin and yang.
Okay, tell us the difference between Tai Chi and yoga.
Okay, so Tai Chi and yoga, I practiced a few styles of yoga for a while. It's very similar. You release your tendons and your muscles in certain postures, but you hold those postures, okay? Tai Chi, essentially, you move continuously through a set of postures, okay, which we call the Tai Chi form, and there's various Tai Chi forms out there and lineages of Tai Chi. And through this continuously balanced movement of these postures, you release energy and balance your energy. Calm your mind. You release feel-good hormone, which obviously makes you feel very relaxed and happy. So a happier being, a balanced and centered being, experiences health. So very similar.
Okay, so we're running out of time, Mark. If somebody wanted to get involved, and where should they start? How do they get in touch with you? What should they do?
If you just go on the internet and you search for YMAA Phantom, which translates to Young's Martial Arts Association, Phantom, you will find us there. We've got a website with all our contact details. And I'll be happy to talk to anyone that wants to chat about life and health and longevity and all of that.
I suspect you're going to be doing a session now after us. But, Mark, I thought you did a fabulous job. Thank you very much for talking us through Tai Chi. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Jane. I appreciate it.